here's a story from The World.
As we look at the divide between protesters and police here in the U.S., it's useful to see the experience in other countries. South Korea knows large and sometimes violent protests. Back in the 1980s, student activists took to the streets. They helped bring down the country's dictatorship and set the country on a path to democracy. 3 years ago, South Korean demonstrations led to the impeachment of a president many saw as corrupt. Both movements led to big changes, but the way protesters and police dealt with each other during these two movements could not have been more different. From Seoul, Jason Strother has a story.
Che Gyu-tae says he'll never forget the first time he worked crowd control at a protest. It was 2015, and he had just started his year-and-a-half stint as a conscript riot police officer. He was 19 years old.
Che
says it was intense. The demonstrators were labor and farming activists, and things got violent. They threw bricks at us, Che says. Cops were getting hurt. He says the police pushed back the protesters with water cannons. One man was injured in the clashes that day, and he died later. South Korea's riot police don't carry guns, batons, or pepper spray. They do carry large plastic shields. Che says South Korea's National Police Agency, which oversees riot police units, trained them how to de-escalate violent demonstrations. He says they learned what not to do by watching videos of old protests that got out of control. And they learned how to separate violent groups of demonstrators by forming barriers between them with their shields. But Che didn't need to use those maneuvers during big protests against former President Park Geun-hye. Throughout late 2016 and early 2017, millions of South Koreans participated in these rallies in downtown Seoul. They were flanked by thousands of riot police, but clashes between the two sides never broke out. Yoon Na-ri joined the so-called candlelight protests every weekend, and she says she always felt safe. Yoon, who's 34, says there was a kind of unspoken agreement between the protesters and police. Keep things peaceful and nobody gets hurt. The riot cops were just doing their job, she says. We actually feel sorry for them. But this understanding between police and protesters is a pretty recent phenomenon. An Associated Press video from 1995 shows demonstrators wielding sticks and hurling Molotov cocktails at rows of riot police. Michael Breen, who covered Korea for British and American newspapers in the 1980s and 90s, says these were typical scenes from protests back then.
Students were throwing, were sort of breaking up cobblestones and pavement and throwing bits of concrete at the police. And then the police were firing tear gas back at the students.
Breen says there's always been sympathy for the rank-and-file riot police who are drafted into service. But student protesters regarded the National Police Agency as government thugs. Breen says the 1987 democracy movement started after police tortured a student activist to death.
The police had an awful reputation.
But Breen says the police gradually changed their tactics. They stopped deploying undercover agents to arrest activist leaders, and they've all but banned the use of tear gas.
That thuggish image is completely gone. And the protesters have realized violence wrecks your cause. So the whole nature of protest has changed.
Korea's cops are still trying to show how they've changed. Recently, the National Police Agency adopted what it calls a human rights code of conduct. The force's Park Won-sik says it's partly about atoning for past behavior. Park says the police acknowledge how they hurt protesters during the democracy movement. Because of the struggle back then, he says, peaceful demonstrations like the candlelight protests can happen now. I wanted to know if Korea's cops could offer police officers in the U.S. some crowd control advice. So I put that question to Yeol Tae-soo. He's with the agency's International Cooperation Department.
Do you think there's something maybe America could learn from Korea's police force?
사실 그거는 이제 제가
Yaw didn't want to offer any advice. He says he just hopes that tensions in the U.S. cool down soon. But he adds that Korean police would be more than happy to work with American cops. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul. From PRX.